Welcome, everybody. Shin number 874, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are in the middle of going through the second part of Simur Reish Ches, which talks about the Bracha Achas Mayin Shalish, the Al HaMichya, Al HaGefen, and Al HaEit, and how to work with it. The various different ins and outs. Okay, so an interesting question comes up, brings down the Sefer Oitzu Alochis, actually, in our Simur Reish Ches, Ois Mem Aleph, Ismem Aleph, right? So we spoke about, let's backtrack a minute. We said in the bracha of Allah Michyal, Allah Gefen, bracha Achas Mayin Shalish, Allah Gefen, Vala Peres. Okay. So if it's Shabbos, we mentioned, you say, Ritzevach, Litzen, Biyom Shabbos, is that before the words, Ke'ata Hashem, Toivu Meitiv, when you're finishing off, you fill in what the, if it's Shabbos, Resh Chodesh, or Yom Tif, let's say it's Yom Tif, Shavuos, you would say, Samchen, Biyom Chagash, Shavuos, is that if it's Resh Chodesh, we're going to say, Vizachreinu, Litoiva, Biyom Resh Chodesh, is that by Resh Chodesh, right? By Shabbos, we say Ritzevach, Litzen, Biyom Shabbos, is that. So that's what we fill in, and then Sukkis, and whatever the case might be. Or Pesach, whatever it is. Okay, so that's what we fill in before the words Ki'at Hashem Tov Meitiv Lakol, right? So we saw that. Now, we said if somebody forgot to say it, then you do not repeat the Bracha Achas Mayin Shalish. Like if I made Al Mechin, I forgot to say it's Shabbos, I forgot to say Ritzevach L'Tenu B'Yom Shabbos, I forgot to say it. You do not say it off. Whereby, if it's in benching, by the way, you do say it off. Not by Shalish Sudos, but the first two Sudos of Shabbos by Friday night and Shabbos by day, one would say over benching if they forgot what to say. So it's important to keep in mind. Whereby it's by Allah Michya, if you say the made an Allah Michya and if you forgot to say what to say, those few words, before Ki'ata Hashem, so then you would not repeat it. Now, but an interesting question brings down the Sefer Yitzhak Lachis in Ois Mem Aleph, okay? We'll work Ois Mem Aleph in Simon Reish Ches. He says, what happens if somebody makes the Allah Mechia after it got dark, right? And now it's not Shabbos. So what's the, not that, that let's say on Shabbos, right? I'm eating cake, whatever, Shalosh Sudos, but okay, and the whatever, 20 minutes pass, you have to make the Allah Mechia right away. But let's say cake for Shalosh Sudos. You're supposed to wash, you're supposed to make a full meal by Shalosh Sudos. Let's say whatever the case is, for whatever reason one couldn't, and they ate cake, which is only b'diyeved, you're supposed to, like I said, sit down and wash, have a regular Shalosh Sudos. You have to wash with a meal, regular meal, like the other meals. B'diyeved, if somebody ate cake, so the question is, right, on Betzei, so the question is, now they're benching after it got dark, right? Okay, so I finished, whatever, 20 minutes ago, half hour ago, whatever the case is, and the bottom line is, I'm benching, I'm saying this Al HaMichya, or in a case in time where I ate grapes, or whatever the case is, because once you finish, if it's after Shkia, you can't start eating. That's the problem. In other words, if you ate, once you finish Al HaShudas, you can't start eating. But let's say, case in time that is part of the Shalosh Sudos for whatever the reason is, but like the case of the cake, right? So now the question is, what do I do? I'm saying the Allah Mechia after it got dark. I forgot to make it or whatever. So do I still say Ritzevach L'Tzev Miyom Shabbos Hazeh? So let's backtrack. By benching, if somebody benches, right, we go after the beginning of the Suda. In general, we go after the beginning. The Suda started on Shabbos, and even though the fact is that by Shalosh Sudos, I sat down to eat before Shkia, right? I'm eating, so fine, it's Shabbos, and now, but I benched after it got dark, so by pass, so that brings down the Shulchan Aruch, brings down just quoting from the Sefer Yisrael Lachitz, which is quoting from the Shulchan Aruch, very simple. But in Ois Kuf Tezvav on the bottom, Loi Domi L'Suda Pasta Chashiva Vazlinim Behu Basas Cholas Suda. By pass, by bread, we go after. When did you start? You started on Shabbos, so you say Ritzei, right? Even though by Shalosh Sudas, if you forgot to say Ritzei, you don't say over. But the other two, first two meals, you do. But I started while it was Shabbos, and then I finished and I benched after it got dark. So fine. So I say I go after Vazlin and Bahu Basas Chol Sasuda. I go after the beginning. But when it comes to Bracha Achas Mayin Shalish, right? So then we go. It's interesting. We go after the end. He brings that down. He brings that down at the end over there in Ois Mem Aleph. Im hischel miboid yoim, right? If for whatever reason I started before I started when it was still Shabbos, I started when it was still Yom Tov, or I started, let's say, in a case in time by Rosh Chodesh, right? When it makes it easier because you're dealing with Shkia or whatever, but now it's Rosh Chodesh. And I started eating my grapes, and I'm munching on grapes, and I ate enough grapes and everything, and I have to make an Al Ho'etz, right? So the question is, but now, and I started it while it's Rosh Chodesh, but now it's nighttime, and it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore, right? Or now it's nighttime, it's not Shabbos anymore, whatever it is. So the question is over here, do I put in Ritzeva Chulsen B'Yom Shabbos Hazeh? Do I put in Zachreina L'Toyva B'Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh for Rosh Chodesh? Or if it's, let's say, Shavuos, for example, right? Do I say V'Samchena B'Yom Chag HaShavuos Hazeh? Because I started eating my meal when it's daytime, when it's Rosh Chodesh, when it's Shabbos, when it's Yom Tov, whatever. But I'm saying the Al HaMichya, I'm saying the Al HaEitz, I'm making it when it's dark. So then we say, interesting to note, that the halach is that we go after when it's dark. We in other words, if you're saying the Al HaMichya later on, you will not make the you would not put in the insert. In other words, if it was Shabbos when you start eating, you do not say it. If you say when it's dark, if it was Rosh Chodesh, right, when you start eating the grapes or the cake or whatever, but now it's not, it's after dark, right? So it was a chayin of the latayva beyond Rosh Chodesh. Let's say you would not say because right now it's not Rosh Chodesh. When it's by bread, then you do say it, right? By Shabbos, let's say. So I do say it. I go after the beginning. So that's what he says. Ve'im hischel miboid yoim. You started eating while it's day. Mavarech mishach hashecha. But now you made the after bracha after dark, and by day it was Rosh Chodesh. By day it might have been Shabbos. By day it might have been Yom Tov, right? But now you made the after bracha when it's dark. So einem aske meyen hamaoira. Then we don't say the fill in. We don't say the parts that have to be filled in. Like we said, Zachrin al Tavi, Biyam Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, Rosh Chodesh, we would not say. We say, Vachalitain, Biyam Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, we would not say. If you're making the after bracha when it's dark, and that day finished, right? Alaim came, Ochal Gam, Mishach Hashecha. Oh, unless somebody actually ate after dark. So by Shabbos it wouldn't apply so much because you're running into these problems after Shkia and after before Havdalah we can't eat, right? So let's say a simple case in time by Rosh Chodesh. Right? Well, today what's Rosh Chodesh, and after Sefer Zachrinu L'Toyva B'Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, I started eating while it's light, and I'm eating cake, munching on cookies and everything, and now I stopped, but I made my bracha achrayim for whatever reason after it got dark. I would not say Zachrinu L'Toyva B'Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, but if it's Rosh Chodesh, right, and I'm munching on my cookies and this and that, the Rosh Chodesh finish, and now it's nighttime. Oh, El Imken Ochel Gam Mishach Hashecha, but and I'm still eating. Or I eat part of the cake or part of the cookies or whatever it is, whereby I need an al hamechya. I ate part of it at night, right? Also, then I would take a fill in. Samchenu of zachrenu l'tayva b'yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. Okay, so it's actually the other way. I just want to explain one thing. I just to flip it around, I said a little bit the other way, actually. He quotes in Simen Kuf Pei Test, as the Sefer Yetzer Halach is explaining it, like we said, but if a person ate, he's talking about, not if he ate after Shabbos, but if a person, let's say, ate on Rosh Chodesh. Let's say, take a case on Rosh Chodesh. I started eating before Rosh Chodesh cake, and I ate cake on Rosh Chodesh after it got dark also, right? So then, and it continued on, let's say, a case in time by cake, make it easy. So then I would put the fill in of Zachrinu L'Toyva B'Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. That's what he means. He doesn't mean the other way. In other words, like this. Let's read it again. In Simen Kuf Pei Test. V'adin afilu im hischa lechel mizoynos a peiris mizayin minim b'boid yoyim. I started, let's say in case in time when it is Rosh Chodesh that I started. V'varach b'yayin gimel l'achach hashech hashech. I started when it's still Rosh Chodesh. We're taking an easy case of Rosh Chodesh because then there's no issues of Havdol or whatever. But it's Rosh Chodesh and the same thing would apply by Shabbos, the same thing would apply by Yom Tov, right? So I'm eating cake and then I'm finished. But I made my after brach mevarch mein gimel acha shecha shecha. But I made the al hamichya after it got dark. V'dinoi the einoi maz kim ein hamayra. So I made my al hamichya after it got dark. Then I would not mention the al hamichya because of the fact that I go after the when I say it. That's the bottom line over here. I go after when I'm saying the al hamichya. Aval im ochal, like we mentioned. Aval im ochal a shosa gam la acha chashecha. But if I In other words, if I started, let's say when it's not Rosh Chodesh, aval im ochel, I'm eating a shasa, or I'm drinking, rather, let's say wine, gam la acha chashecha, I started, l'chayr, what he's saying, I started when it's not Yom Tif, right? It's when it's not Rosh Chodesh, right? But I drank, or I ate the cake, whatever, I drank wine, gam la acha chashecha, after it got dark, as I mazkir me'ein hamoira, then I would fill in the zachrein al-tavu b'yom Rosh Chodesh, or whatever the case might be, Shabbos or Yom Tif, whatever it is. I would fill it in even though I started when it wasn't Rosh Chodesh, right? But I would, in this case, I would fill in. Why? Because of the case that I'm eating when it is Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos or Yom Tov or whatever the case is. So those cases are a little bit harder. Bottom line is what it is. With a bracha achas mein shalosh, when if with an after bracha, you put the fill in when at the time you're saying the bracha. If it's not Yom Tov anymore and you're saying it after dark, then you don't put the fill in. If it's now Rosh Chodesh, so then you put in the fill in as long as you ate at that time. But if you're already finished and you're saying the bracha achroina afterwards and it's not Rosh Chodesh, so you would not put the fill in. Same thing Shabbos, same thing Yom Tov. Thank you for listening. Aslacha bracha kol tov.